A very good evening to you all. It's good to be back in Polokwane, the northern gate for this great nation to the hinterland of Africa. We believe in God that, from this gate, righteousness will sound forth into the rest of the continent. A lot of men of God that God raised in this nation, to mention Rainer Bonnke, had a vision to see a blood-washed Africa. Africa washed by the blood of Jesus from Cape to Cairo. And throughout the history of the church, you begin to realize that God raised a lot of wonderful men that God used to bring the gospel into the continent and into this very, very nation. Now we I want to thank God for Dr. Harry and the leadership here and the pastors and the servants of God of the city who decided, who allowed, who were obedient to God for this conference to be held at this particular time. It's a very important conference because we are expecting a lot of things to come from the throne room of God into the rest of the world. So we need to align ourselves, So for us to be properly aligned, it's very important for us to understand the role of the fivefold ministry, which some people say it is the hand of God. Okay? When we look at the fivefold ministry, some people say it is the hand of God, which means for God to have a hold, a proper full hold of a nation, of a community, of a continent, or of the world, they need to be a proper grip of the fivefold ministers: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. But what we currently see in the body of Jesus Christ is, we are too fragmented. Okay? We have a lot of gifted servants of God who are operating in isolation. But I want to hasten to say there is not any one of us who has been given it all by the Lord Jesus Christ. Alfred Jaka doesn't carry everything. Okay? I need what other servants of God have. You understand that? So we have really done a lot of injustice to the mandate of God, because God never wanted us to operate as individuals. Okay, because then we are producing some believers who are not properly balanced. They lack in some things. Because you see, one man of God has been gifted in the area of deliverance. The other has been gifted in another area. And, and they are doing whatever they are doing in their corner. And nothing really is happening. Because our call is to disciple the nations. And we are falling short on that. We are not discipling the nations. Okay? Because I believe discipling the nations will actually bring us to a place where if people are not believers, but the church has an influence over them. Hello? Look at what was said to the guys in the early church. You know, when they brought them to, one time they said, "We strictly told you not to preach again in this name. But look now, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine." Which means they were influencing the whole of Jerusalem. It didn't mean everyone in Jerusalem was saved. But what it meant was the church had so much influence. And then later you find out, and they said you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. But then at some few scriptures, chapters later, you hear them saying, "Those that have turned the world upside down have also come to us." Which means the church was influencing the whole world. Because they were turning the world upside down according to them. But according to the apostles, they were turning the church the right side up. Okay, so what am I trying to say tonight? I want to bring it to us that the way the fivefold ministers have operated in this day and age has done a lot of injustice to the cause, to the Great Commission, to the mandate of the Lord. Because we are standing as individuals, and yet God would want us to work together. Okay. Now, we want to read from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8, which says, "Therefore, it is said," because when we start reading it from verse 11, we are not really taking it to where everything is coming from. It says, "Therefore," and "therefore" is a conclusive statement, okay? "Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He led a train of vanquished foes, and he bestowed gifts on men." Okay? Now, I want you to see what the Holy Spirit does. He puts in juxtaposition the defeat of the foes that the Lord parades and the giving of gifts unto men. Okay? You must understand when the devil usurped authority from men, he had everything with him. So when Jesus came and defeated the enemy, he took what the enemy had taken from men and he gave back to men. Which means as far as what it takes for this world to be discipled, to be evangelized, to be one to Christ, God, the Lord Jesus, has given us what it takes. Amen? If we properly align, we can carry out the mandate of the Lord. Hello? He has given us the gifts, everything that the devil had taken away from us. The Lord Jesus has given us back. And the Bible is saying, "He who ascended, he is the one that descended," which means he fills up everything. There is no area which is left out. Everything is all included in there. Whatever it is. Abby was talking of seven planets under. But Jesus went even down there. Okay? And took whatever the enemy had down there. And right through. Because the Bible says, one of the purposes of the church, which Apostle Paul begins to reveal to the church, he says he wants to show to the principalities and the powers his manifold wisdom. And how is he going to demonstrate it? He says, through the church. He wants to show to principalities and powers and all the powers that be that he has wisdom. And that wisdom, he is going to manifest it through the church. But then he is going to do that when the church is properly aligned. When the fivefold ministers are beginning to operate according to his plan. Not according to what they want. We are very good at giving God what we think he wants. We are good at that. We want to give God what we think he wants. But God wants us to give him what he wants, not what we think he wants. Hello?
Yes.
Now, I want to introduce one scripture and so that we can begin to discuss this together. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. If you read the background, is Paul is arguing, okay, about the divisions in the church. Where some are saying they are of Cephas, some are saying they are of Paul, some are saying they are of whosoever. There were a lot of divisions in the church. So he goes on to say, I planted, Apollos watered, but God all the while was making it grow, and he gave the increase. So neither is he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but only God who makes it grow and become greater. He who plants and he who waters are equal, one in aim of the same importance and esteem, yet each shall receive his own reward wages according to his own labor. Now, so when we talk of the five ministers, when we talk of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, I want you to know this is not about, it's not about hierarchy. It's not about hierarchy. Because Paul is saying, you who plants and you who waters are all equal. These days, we, in the church, we think the prophets are greater. Yes, and the Lord wants to die in that lie. When everybody wants to move to move towards the prophets, and everyone wants to carry the title that they are the prophet. Because we think the prophets are greater. We think the apostles are greater. We think we underplay the evangelists. We underplay the teachers. We underplay the pastors. This is why in the church today you have got a lot who are carried about with every kind of wind of doctrine. Why? Because we have lost the teaching ministry. The teaching grace has been sidelined because it is not spectacular. Hello? Are we together, people of God? It's no longer popular to be a pastor. But you see, we are talking of the hand of God. As much as this one looks fatter and it doesn't mean it's more important than this one. Because I will not need this one to take care of the itching in my ear. I want this smaller one that can penetrate and begin to do the job. Are you together, people of God? Yes. I'm not going to point at you like this, but I'm going to do this. Okay. So each finger has got what it is capable of doing. If I lose one finger, my grip won't be. It's not effective. Because I've lost one of the five. So the church doesn't have a proper grip of the affairs of the nation. The church in Palestine doesn't have a proper grip of the affairs of the city. Why? Because we have neglected some of the gifts. We have neglected some of the grace of God. We neglect the dressing of the evangelist. Most of our churches nowadays do not have an outreach focus. We are happy with what we are. We can go for the 1 year without any new person coming to the church and we are not disturbed. We have to baptize people. Yet the Great Commission says, go and preach the gospel to all nations. Those that believe, baptize them. Why is there few that are being baptized in the church today? Because when we take out the evangelists, then the church is not reaching out. And you can look at your finger. We say, apostle, prophet, evangelist, it is the longest. Which means it goes out, it reaches out. And when the evangelist comes, not only is he winning souls to the body of Christ, but he is stirring up the church so that the church can have an evangelistic flow. Then everyone in the church is excited about evangelism. Everyone in the church is witnessing, is telling some people to come to church. When last did you invite somebody to church? But look here, when we have the prophet in charge and the evangelists are nowhere to be seen, all the time we are hearing, you know, what God wants for us. And we are excited, we are happy here. You come, you receive. Hey, I received a powerful word. Hey, I received a powerful word. For what? Why is God blessing you? Because to Abraham he says, I will bless you so that you can be a blessing to the nations. The focus of God is the nations. I shall not speak about the pastoral grace because no one wants to be that pastor because there is no spark and glory with that. Taking care of the sheep. Huh? Picking up the lambs. It's not easy. You carry them on your hands and they mess you up. You ask me, I know what it means. What the sheep can do. But then look at the Lord Jesus Christ talking about the heart of the pastor. He says, who of you, having 100 and loses one, you leave the 99 and go for the one? Why are the ones that are backsliding in our midst not coming back? Because they are not pastors. Because pastors have got a heart for the sheep. Pastors have got a heart for the lamb. Those that are injured are the ones that must be given the most care. I haven't had this problem from Polokwane, but I've had it in some places, like Maritzburg, like Joburg, like some places where I've gone to minister. I remember one young girl, I started preaching in their church when she was around 7, and now she is 22. She says, Pastor, when are you coming back to our city? And I says, I have no idea. And he says, things have not been so well with my family, and we haven't seen anybody from the church coming to check on us. Why? So you see how important this conference is. We would want every fivefold ministry gift to come into proper alignment. To come into proper alignment. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you this thing. There is no one man of God who is able to do it alone. It doesn't matter how anointed. And what does the Bible say? Why do we need the fivefold ministry? It says to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So why are not the saints doing ministry? Because they are not equipped. Let me ask you something for nothing. Who is supposed to give birth to lambs? It's the sheep. It's the sheep. But the way we are doing church, it should be the shepherd. This is a great church. It should be the shepherds. They must bring people to church. But then the Bible is saying they are supposed to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Who does the ministry? The saints. Bill Harmon has got a thick book. He talks about the days of the saints. The revival, the entire revival is not going to be about one great man of God in one corner, but the greatest revival that is coming is going to be a revival of the saints. When the saints are going out there and the saints are doing the work of ministry, and they are coming and they are being equipped and they go out and they do the work of ministry. Not to come for a one-man show. The one-man shows, let me tell you, by the Spirit of God, are over. It is like in the days of Saul. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had swords. And the whole army of Israel had no swords. But when David came, everyone has a sword. And everyone has a sword that is red with blood. Why? Because when David comes, he defeats, he kills Goliath. And all the armies of the Philistines are running. And David is saying, after them. And whoever you get hold of, take the sword and kill them. And at the end of the day, there is a new change in leadership. Because in the days of Saul, only Saul has got the sword and his son. But in the days of David, everyone has a sword. And this is what is coming to the church. And we must get ready. Even as fivefold ministers, we must get ready and begin to train the church to do what God wants. The days of the saints. Huh? Look at the picture in the book of Acts. What does Peter say? He says, we cannot leave the ministry of the word and prayer to go and serve on tables. Choose you wise men full of the Holy Spirit who will look into this matter. So, as he is actually saying, the role of the fivefold ministers is to teach the word and to pray. Equip the saints so that they can go. Revival was happening in the houses where God was adding daily from house to house. Why? Because the saints were equipped to do ministry. Why is it our houses are not houses where people are being saved? Huh? We want the same power in the early church, but we don't want to do what they were doing. Okay. So, what are we saying? We want to get to a place where in this conference we want to discover how we are going to bring the fivefold ministry to work together. Amen. How do we get to that place? How do we get to that place? So that we know that in the church there is the proper operation of the apostolic grace, the proper operation of the prophetic grace, the proper operation of the evangelistic grace, the proper operation of the pastoral grace, and the operation of the teaching grace. How are we going to have this? It's funny. It's funny because, let me tell you, because we are so much focused on our church, we will end up trying to fulfill every role. We will make sure there is an apostle, there is a prophet, but Jesus is not looking at one particular church. Jesus is looking at his body. He is focused in the kingdom. This is why I have so much respect of Dr. Harry, because as we work together, he has got grace he is carrying that we also need. And you know, and we have grace that is also needed here. But then we need to open up so that we can allow the interplay of all the fivefold ministry gifts in the kingdom of God. Because at the end of the day, we have ended up giving people titles who are not even that which we are saying they are. And if we give somebody a title of that which he is not, and believe that he is going to produce, then we will see the result. There will be zero results. You can have somebody called an evangelist in the church, but the church is not reaching out at all. Okay. So, I want you to take down some bit of notes here. How do we bring the fivefold ministry to work together in the body of Jesus Christ? Number one, there is need for the fivefold minister to have regular meetings to discuss vision and strategy and find ways and find areas of collaboration. It's so sad. That secular musicians know how to collaborate. They can invite one other musician to come and collaborate, and they do their things together. But in the body of Jesus Christ. So there is need that, like this conference we are having here, it is very important. Because then we will have... When we came in, there was Abby ministering. He has got his way of doing things, which is different from mine, which is different from Dr. Hay. But when we begin to collaborate, when we begin to come together, have meetings and say, well, what is our common vision? When we emphasize things that are different altogether, but we have a common vision, as the churches in Polokwane, there are things that must unite us. Like for instance, it doesn't matter who. I'm not talking about the occults and all these, but genuine, churches, where the gospel is being preached, the gospel of salvation is being preached. You come together, you will discover that all these have got a passion to see their churches grow. So we say, you want to see our churches grow? Okay, let's come, let's meet. And how can we achieve this? And then we can begin to brainstorm and begin to see what is working in this other area, what is working in that area. How can we come together? Who has got the evangelistic anointing upon their lives so that we can put them on stage? And then they can bring the gospel. And then we can all be involved in making sure those that have been won have been changed, won to Christ, have been changed. But you see, the devil doesn't want to see this happen. And because we have all lost it, then we are fighting for the few sheep that is in our congregations. And we have a lot of transfers. But I tell you, if we all come together, these transfers will stop. Because we can actually collaborate and go and do some evangelistic outreaches. And we can bring a lot of people to church. So that is the first point. We must have meetings like this. And come up with visions and strategies of achieving those goals and visions. There must be strategies. Hello? Are we together? Number two. Clear communication. clear communication. Encourage open and clear communication among the ministers to avoid misunderstandings and ensure everyone is on the same page. Clear communication. You know? Let us communicate clearly. When we bring ministers together, let's communicate clearly. And let us understand, this is what we want to achieve. Everyone is encouraged to communicate, so that at the end of the day, we are all on the same page. I remember sometime, we just starting ministry in the city of Mutare, and there's this one big church. And so, they sent letters to every one of us, and we gathered. And they said and the crusade was dubbed Mutare for Jesus. Okay, it was clear, Mutare for Jesus. And we all bought into that, because we want to see Jesus, you know, preaching Mutare. And we all are there. Went for the meetings. We did the meetings, we did, the prayers, we are all together. The contributions, we are all together. And then on the first day of this crusade, we discovered it has not been discussed who is going to be preaching. are you listening to me? There was no clear communication as to who will be preaching. And when we started these meetings, I was the secretary, okay, for the meetings. And then we get there and they say, I know you, these guys are saying, you will see the preacher. So we are there, and the preacher is, here comes this preacher, this evangelist. And so they're saying, we need the secretary to come up. I'm trying to jump to the stage, somebody is on. He is now the secretary of this. And by the end of the week, this church has taken all over the world. Everything else that has been done is now centered on one particular church. So, there must be proper communication. Number three. Define roles. Clearly define each minister's role and responsibility to avoid confusion and overlapping. So, you see from the example I gave you, no roles were defined. Who is going to do what? Who is going to be involved in what? I'm glad when I got here, Dr. Harry says, hey, this is lucky, and lucky wants things done properly. Which means his role is clearly defined. We know what lucky is doing here. Are we together, people of God? So we must define, let people know what they are going to do. Number four, have mutual respect for the ministers. We must foster an environment of mutual respect, trust, and honor among the ministers. We are gifted differently. See, we must respect people for who they are, how God has graced them. We respect them for that. Hallelujah. I want let me tell you that what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing in this end time revival is bigger than any name you know. It's bigger than any name you know. And we want to be able to respect those that the Lord has given to the body of Jesus Christ. We have got different personalities, and that has to be respected. I say this with a very open heart, because I know in this place I'm very well respected. Amen. Yes. Regardless of the pigmentation of my skin, it's family here for me. Are we together, people of God? But then we, you know, what God wants to do. He wants us to open our nets wide so that some of the gifts out there can come. So that we can do this work together. So, let us have mutual respect for ministers. Okay, number five. I think I'll end on number five. Yes, because I've got up to... Okay. Shared vision. Develop a shared vision and goals to the body of Christ, ensuring everyone is working towards the same objectives. Why are we praying together as a city in Polokwane? Because there is a vision that has been shared. And this vision is to see revival coming to South Africa. To see the economy of South Africa restored. This vision has been shared clearly. And when the vision has been shared clearly, and everyone becomes a corporate owner of that vision, everyone will begin to work towards the accomplishment of the vision, the goals, and the objectives. We are not just going to bundle people up and say, hey, you are coming for this and that. No. Let us share. Why are we calling forth for this conference? Why would we want the fivefold ministers to work together? Let the vision be shared and let us understand that everyone understands the vision. And after people understand, let us make sure that everyone becomes an owner of that vision. And when that happens, then everyone will bring what they have to make sure the vision, the goals, the objectives are achieved. I come to this conference with a great burden because we want to see revival coming to Polokwane. We want to see revival coming to South Africa. We want to see revival coming to Africa. And how are we going to do this? We are going to do this when we begin to have unity. You know, if you check, one of the responsibilities of the fivefold ministry is to bring the believers to unity of faith. So we want to come to a place where we are all united, where this becomes our vision, this becomes our goal. I want to tell you, Jesus says, when they see that you have love for one another, then they will know that you are my disciples. In Zimbabwe, I've got a friend who has started an organization which is called interreligious, you know, whatever, which is where he's trying to bring on board every kind of religion. So they are Muslims there. There are those in ATR. They, you know, all these people have all come together. You know, so I was listening to him and he's saying, no, my brother, you must come on board because we need your input into this whole thing. Then he says to me, then, you know, I was listening because I don't quickly turn somebody off. I've got a lot of patience to listen. Then he says to me, did you know that the Muslims have got a portion at the airport where they have their prayers when the time of their prayer comes? And I said, yes, I've seen them pray. And he says, Christians wanted to have that so that they can have. And they were told, there is too many of you and you are divided. And you are divided. And you cannot. You were sharing with me a video of how the Muslims are meeting in South Africa. A huge gathering. A big one. Where they are coming from everywhere in the world to meet. But is it possible for the body of Jesus Christ to meet like that? And if it's not possible, why? Ours is not a religion. Ours is a way of life. But why is it that the life of Christ is in us is not bringing us together? Because we have got our agendas. Because we are building our own kingdoms. Hallelujah. May God help us. May God help us. We allow trivial things to separate us. Hello?
Amen.
We allow very trivial things to separate us. I've known Christians can be separated by the way one dresses. I've known Christians to be separated in the manner that one talks. Christians can be separated in the manner that one laughs. May God help us. We need to win our communities back to Jesus. We need to fulfill the mandate of the Lord. And Holy Spirit, you know, there are scriptures in the Bible that we need to take a very good look at. Where the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Some of the things that we are holding on to, they grieve Him. And then we try to do things and they are not working because Holy Spirit is grieved. Because Holy Spirit is quenched. He has been stopped. Then thank God the Holy Spirit is not black like me, or is not Africana like you. So you are not going to allow your culture to separate us. Because Holy Spirit is not Africana. Are you listening to me? Yes. So we want what he wants. We want him to have his way in our midst. We have to put our cultures behind. Holy Spirit is not African. So, as an African man, I come here, I'm not disturbed by the way you worship, by the way you do your stuff. Because the main thing is not how you guys do it. The main thing is, how can we bring glory to his name? Amen. Obviously, first of all, we want to go to before God in repentance. We have elevated certain ministries above the others. We have put hierarchy, as it were. The fivefold ministers, it's hierarchical. It's more functional than hierarchy. We want to say to the Lord, please forgive us. We want to embrace the fivefold ministry and begin to receive the gifts that you have given to us. We want to welcome the apostles, to welcome the prophets, to welcome the evangelists, to welcome the pastors, and to welcome the teachers. We want to go before God and pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness and ask the Lord to help us in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I want you to believe together with me after we have repented that Jesus has given us what it takes to do this. He has given gifts to all of us. Gifts that can take care of every demonic operation at whatever level. May God help us. May God help us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are coming before you. Father, you have gathered us this weekend in this city. And Father, as you speak to us, we come to you in repentance. Father, we have not reverenced, we have not received the whole fivefold ministry as it is. Father, you have elevated the apostolic, the prophetic ministries at the expense of the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. And Lord, we are saying as a body, we see how we have missed it. We have missed the mark. When we miss the mark, oh Lord, we have erred and we have gone, oh Father, into error. And we are asking you, oh Lord, to help us so that, oh God, we can begin to see. We can begin to embrace how you want to work in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask you to help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now I want to go ahead and pray and ask God to reveal to us those that are in the fivefold ministry, that those that we must begin to work together to bring, you know, the fullness of the hand of God in our midst. We want to see the manifestation of the hand of God. We want apostles to arise, prophets to arise, evangelists to arise, pastors to arise, teachers to arise, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, how we pray, yes, O Lord, Father, the restoration of the entire fivefold ministry. And Lord, we know that, oh God, you want to bring it back to the church. You want to bring these graces into full operation in the church, so that the church can be the church, so that the church can be, oh Father, you, the organism of change, of revival, of transformation. Yes, we want to be a church that is transforming our communities, that is transforming our cities, that is transforming our nations, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Sibarabaka sakayataka. Retena masakayataka. Ritobo sakataria kanana makasaka. Sibarabaka sakataria kanana makasaka. Ritalabaka sakataria nabakasika. Rikena sukutika namasa. Terebe sitikena sutra. Rikena sakataraka sikita. Kutene de moka sakaya darabaka. Ritarabaka sakatari ende de moka. Sibarabaka saka. Ritarabaka saka. Ritarabaka saka. Rebebe sakaya taraba. Rende rebeka sakatari ende de moka. Sibarabaka sakatari ende de moka. Ritekene moka sakaya katarabaka kasa. Rikete de moka. Revive us, our Lord. Bring back, O Father, the fivefold ministry into the body of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there is one area that we need the grace of God, is in the area of evangelism. We want to activate the evangelistic graces in our midst. You know you used to have a passion for the lost. Oh, you have that passion for the lost, and you know that you have lost that fire. You have lost that fire, and you are saying, "Oh Lord, tonight rekindle the fire, rekindle the fire. I want to burn again with the passion for the lost. I want to burn again with the passion for the lost." In the mighty name of Jesus.